Welcome to the Rising Consciousness Show, 20 minutes of soulful insights and powerful tools to elevate your life experience and create with higher clarity, intention, and vision. I'm Tara Antler, intuitive healer and soul coach.
And I'm King Gabriel, spiritual teacher and practitioner. And we are the co-founders of Ascension Academy of Life,
a global center for spiritual growth, intuitive healing, and soul alignment.
Get ready to blast off.
All right. Welcome back. We're so excited to be here. And we have a special guest with us. We got a nice little trio happening here today. Miss Jenny Bittner in the house.
Hello.
So excited to have you here and excited for this conversation. We are going to be talking about playfulness in business and creation and the importance of staying in the flow when it comes to manifestation and business, because we know that things just work so much better when we're in a space of joy, including business flow. And we're probably going to touch on frequencies and energy and all those wonderful things. So Miss Jenny Bittner is a beautiful being that we met when we arrived in PA down here in Mexico last spring.
For those who don't know, that's Puerto Aventuras.
I'm so glad that you said it, not me.
Puerto. We're all wearing sombreros too. You just can't see us.
And Jenny, it was one of these serendipitous things. We actually, it was the first day that we arrived. We were out for a walk in the morning because we were going to get smoothies because we had no food here at the villa. And Jenny happened to see us walking as a family. She was walking with her daughter and her mom, and she's like, oh, look at that nice family. And then later on we were in contact and we were like, hey, we realize we're both here in PA, let's get together. And then she said, send me where you are. So I sent her the address. She's like, no way. She's like, I'm in that building. And we're like, what? So she was literally like one or two units up and over from where we are. And our kids started hanging out, we started hanging out, and now there's this like beautiful soul family. And we're so grateful to have you in our world, in our life, from you and your husband and your kiddos. And I just feel so grateful. You should see us all right now. If you could see our faces, we're like beaming.
We're grinning.
Sorry, everyone. Can you just take a second? We're having a moment right now.
I feel like we should just all hug each other. That's the vibe we're having right now. But for real, like, it's just so nice to be able to have those intersecting paths when you meet people that are in the same vibrational space, in harmony, and from parenting to business. Like, we have all these incredible conversations. I almost wish that we had the mic on whenever we were all in the room, because we have some really cool conversations over here.
And on the guy's side too, we're having a little bromance too. We go out and play our pickleball and stuff together and all that. So it's like a full family extravaganza going on over here, for real.
It's a lot of fun. And Jenny, I want you to tell everybody a little bit about you, your background, what you're up to as well, so that they can get to know you better.
Okay, well, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here. Yes, I, well, I spent 11 years in the corporate world as a general manager for the largest chain of fitness clubs in Canada. And so that's where I got a lot of my passion for working with teams, building teams, advancing, developing teams, leading large organizations that have multi-million dollar profit lines. So I really got a passion for business from coming straight out of university and working for this company and scaling the corporate ladder there. And really my claim to fame was being the director of fun. It was being that company culture queen. It was just, I would come into a club that was really struggling to perform and the energy was off. Some of the clubs that I was told I was going to be going in and being the general manager for, they were like, it feels a little bit like jail in here. I'm like, okay, so I know what I'm working with. But you know, it was one of those things where I knew that was sort of my gift early on. And you know, a lot of, funny enough, a lot of associates that I had on my team went on to get married, and my own husband came from being one of my sales staff. It was just a lot of, like, I realized that when people are having fun and they're in that frequency of joy and bliss and they love coming to work and they love doing what they're doing and there's so much passion there, that even love, like romance, everything sparks from a place when you're just having fun. And so
100%.
I went on to decide to start my own business. 11 years into that career, I decided, you know, I'm going to start my own business because we wanted to start a family, and I knew I couldn't work these crazy 60-hour work weeks in this super high energy, high impact environment like that. So I knew I wanted to scale back a little bit and become my own boss. And so I got into network marketing, because if there's ever a place where if you love to develop teams, to me, that was the perfect business model for me. And I started with a company, scaled really quickly there, and we freed ourselves from the corporate world and kind of became one of those freedom families.
I love it.
Got picked up and moved to Mexico and all the things that came with it. And that's really what I spend my career doing now, is it's really as that executive team training role, whether it be me supporting high impact entrepreneurs and their businesses by getting the right people in the right roles and motivating and training their teams, or getting themselves a general manager for their company so that they can really be highly supported, or in my own team with the team that I run in my network marketing business. It's just, it's all of that, you know, where can we find joy every day? Where can we have fun every day? How can we make learning fun? How can we, you know, bring the skill set up by actually, like, skills that stick to me, or when we're learning in that actual process of laughter and joy? And so that's what I've sort of dedicated my career to doing, and it's a lot of fun.
It's awesome. No, I love it. It's beautiful.
So you're like the fun engineer of these organizations. Yes. You organize it. Now, what do you find is the number one challenge when walking into a new environment, right, regarding the fun factor in the place? What is it that's stopping these organizations and these businesses from having the type of fun environment that you're speaking about? What do you find to be the number one factor?
Number one factor that I've noticed is that a lot of, whether it be an organization, like a corporate organization or small business or entrepreneur that wants to scale and you know, is actually doing very successful, and they have a small team that they're working with, is that they don't actually believe that profit can meet play. And they feel that, you know, how the heck are you going to come in here and pretend that we're going to just have fun? And all of a sudden that's not going to impede, because if they're having fun, are they going to work as hard? You know, are they going to be distracted? You know, I need them to work, I need them doing their tasks, I need them doing their things. And it's like, au contraire. Actually, you know, the productivity, efficiency, engagement, all of that goes increases through the roof when you're actually having a really good time. And when you're enjoying it, when you're enjoying what you do, and not only just enjoying it because you're having fun, but you're also actually using your God-given natural talents in the role that you have. The amount of times I've gone into a, you know, an organization, again, whether organization doesn't necessarily mean corporate, it could be small business, entrepreneur, could be corporate company, but the amount of times I've gone into a team and I've seen you've got these incredible people, but they're actually in the wrong role. So they're spending all of their time using their least strengths, like their bottom strengths, to actually execute the job profile they have.
So that's strain. That's like a sense of strain for them.
It is a sense. It's a sense of strain and drain, right? They're just like every day they're like, oh no, I have to do this. And meanwhile, there's another role in the organization that has their strengths written all over it, you know? And they would just fly in that role. But sometimes we hire to fill a hole, not a role, and we're putting the wrong people in the right spots. Those, as in wrong people, as in wrong talents. That same person would thrive in another spot. So we really want to look at those things, right? Like little, like tiny pivots could completely change the bottom line of a company, because the team is the heartbeat of the company. This is this is the lifeblood, right? It's it's what pumps the vision and mission through the organization and keeps everyone moving like one smooth, well-oiled machine.
No, I love that. And it brings me to this idea of consciousness changing in businesses, right? Because how many times, right, do people say, well, I have to get a job because of XYZ, but if they had the option to go through, whether it be, I know some of the personality assessments that you do, right? Like some of these things to know, like, this is what you're designed to do. This is where you're going to excel, right? Then no longer is it people falling into these roles of like, I got a job and I've got this job, and it's just so lame, right? Whereas if people really started to live their truth and their purpose and their passion and their gifts, people would be happy, and then the businesses would be happy, and everybody starts thriving. And I think that that's a whole new model that I'd love to see the whole world start to step into.
Totally. I even look at this from, actually just did a reel today about this, you know, for the high impact entrepreneurs out there that are finally getting that first support person onto their team. It's imperative to know what you're looking for. So there's a free test you can do. You could just Google rocket fuel. Yeah. And there's this free test that I did when I was looking for my next executive assistant. And I wanted to make sure that I was hiring an integrator, not a visionary, right? Yeah. I needed someone who could execute, who could get the job done. You could do these free tests as part of the interview process and the onboarding process because you are really looking for that right person who loves and thrives in getting the things done, the tasks done, the execution. And it's like, okay, if you're in your right position and I'm supported, how could we not move forward? Because not everyone wants to be a business owner. Not everyone wants the what seems made to them be like the daunting responsibility of they just want to come in as a supportive role and just do their thing and just support those who are out there making these large impacts, and it also feels good for them because they feel that they're actually having a lasting impact as well by being part of such a big mission. So put them in the right roles. The people who are like, I would never want to do what you do, you guys are just you're doing big things out there, but I would want to help you do what you're doing because I believe in your mission and I want to be part of that.
I love that you bring this forward because I was literally just saying this morning that a lot of times when you see the economy go down or you see businesses start to close, you'll also have a thriving rise in new and businesses entrepreneurs starting to come up. And what I just landed when you said that was that not every single person, even though they might want to be a part of an entrepreneurial something, they might not be the one to start and initiate the business, but to consider, maybe I'm a part of the support. So I can still be a part of new entrepreneurs or existing entrepreneurs coming up and creating, like you said, something really miraculous and amazing. And to know that about yourself, to look at that and go, am I somebody that can like really, because you we know, like being
it
an entrepreneur.
It takes a lot.
It takes a lot. You have to self-initiate. You have to get up. And even on the days that you're like, I don't want to, that you're like, okay, but I've got to like create something. We got to go. Like, you know, you got to see those clients. You got to answer those calls. You got to do those things sometimes. And not everybody has that same pull or drive. So to know that about yourself and go, maybe, what if I do move into a space where I can support so that I can still be a part of something really amazing? And I think this is a really powerful conversation because as you see the world changing and economics changing and things shifting, it's important for people to know, even if they a job changes, because I've been hearing this a lot lately, if a job changes, it doesn't mean they have to go start a business.
Right.
They could maybe find a business that's existing that needs the help and come in and it all goes up.
And there's ways to make yourself indispensable, right? Yep. There's ways to make yourself irreplaceable. You come in on a role. Actually, one of my really good friends, I'm working with her right now on, she is a, you know, seven-figure entrepreneur, and she's looking for that right person. And so I'm helping her with the navigating how to put together the right job profile to get the right person in that spot. And we were talking about this, and we were talking about how when you are, when not only just when you're seeking that right person, but you can start small and have there be a growth opportunity within what you're doing. And you bring someone in for, you know what, I know right now that these eight tasks are things that if they were off my plate and freed up that mental capacity for myself, that this would allow me to scale. Now, the person coming in that role, maybe it's just $1,000 a month that they're earning as an executive assistant coming in, let's just say. That person coming in could come in on this very part-time basis and make themselves indispensable by coming in and seeing the vision of the person that they're coming in to work with, to work for, to work with, to carry the vision forward. And all of a sudden you start making their life so much easier by finding gaps that you can fill, by pointing out ways that they could come in and fix a system or create an SOP, a standard operating procedure. They could... All of a sudden, you've got this entrepreneur who didn't realize that those little tasks could be done, could be taken on, could be, and now you've made yourself someone who is even more valuable than the job you came in for. And that in and of itself is kind of entrepreneurial. You're building yourself a position in a company.
Within an organization.
Exactly. Because not everyone, you know, I think about the first job I had coming into university is working for this fitness club. I personally, as you both know, fitness and exercise is not my greatest passion. Mentally, very fit. Physically, I love my German chocolate cake. Yeah. And so, you know, I worked for this fitness company, and I just remember my friends being like, you hate working out, you hate exercising. And I was like, but I believe in the vision of the owner.
Beautiful.
I read his book when I first started in my very first week. I was like, what is the vision of this company? What is the mission? It's to make every Canadian fit and healthy. Yeah. I can stand behind that.
Right.
And I'm going to help carry that. And for 11 years, I just saw his vision that he had because of his life experience.
Yeah.
And I stood behind that vision so strong. And I was out there. I signed up thousands of people and led, you know, multiple multi-million dollar fitness clubs carrying forward this vision because I could get behind his vision. I didn't need to be the CEO, but I could get behind that vision. And so even in network marketing, it's the same thing. It's like, I will align myself with a company and product where I agree. I'm like, yes, you want to raise the frequency of the entire planet and all of humanity, I get behind that. Let's sell this product, you know. So you don't always have to be the top, you don't always have to be the one driving it, but you can be the one.
You're still leading a movement
100% because it's part of that collective. What does humanity need right now? Who can I align with where I can carry that forward, because it's the content we're looking for. It's like, where can I spread more love? Where can I spread more joy, more bliss? Let's do that together.
I love that you bring that forward, because I think right now a lot of people are looking for different ways, and there's many ways, but I think sometimes people pigeonhole themselves into these specific things. But I think there's infinite possibilities available. Like, there's infinite ways, whether it be, like you were saying, with a product, that as long as you're getting behind the vision, it could be your own vision, it could be somebody else's vision, like in an organization or like a product, you're behind the vision. And when your energy is in that and you're having fun and there's joy and there's excitement, you can move anything forward, anything. So I think people need to get excited right now.
Right? Even if it's excited about somebody else's vision, as you say, because this is the idea of an entrepreneur versus an intrapreneur, right? The intrapreneur would work on the inside of someone else's organization and help in fulfilling their business on mission or vision, right? Whereas the entrepreneur is the one who has the idea and is like gung-ho to fulfill it. But that art of enrollment, of telling someone else about your vision and making them excited about it, or having someone who's willing to hear a vision and dive into it fully, is where the magic is.
Totally.
Because if someone believes in something and they really see that vision fully, they'll get up inspired to fulfill that, right? And that's the beauty. If you have many people come together like that, the original vision then becomes shared, and you have all these people moving towards fulfilling it. It's that much more powerful. And I think that's really the time we're in. We're in the time where the individual ideas are amazing, but when they're shared, and we have many people coming together to do one thing, it has that much more power, and it could be that much more potent in the world as well. So it's lovely that you are the fun engineer, as you said, because that's the element that really makes the mundane everyday jobs that certain people would be doing into organized acts that they're doing and feeling fulfilled in doing.
That's
and
right.
Rising the whole level of the organization and everyone around, right?
And if you take that one step further, there's actually no human on this planet that can really truly invent anything, because
everything is already done
and we're all operating as one whole.
Yes.
So it's actually quite an illusion
exactly.
to believe
that
you're
doing
well,
it solo.
If I'm supporting this company or this entrepreneur and only carrying their vision, what about mine?
What
it's like
mine?
Their vision
is
still part of the same one vision.
Yes,
we're all
beautiful.
Operating this one vision anyway, right? And it's just aligning ourselves with the communities and the collectives where we feel the greatest sense of peace and community and connection, because it is actually one vision anyways, right? And it's one vision of love, like all these little like, oh, I'm filling this gap or creating this solution, or it's all that's all forms of how are we doing it, though? In what way do we all
that's
connect?
Right.
In what way do we all move forward? And it's like, we're all moving forward to just pure bliss. So
exactly.
let's just connect with the people we love to do it with so
and
we can
fun.
Enjoy the time together.
Exactly.
Right?
Have fun. I say this
exactly.
all the time. I'm like, because time goes so fast.
It does.
Yes.
Especially having kids. We see this, right? Like, time goes so fast.
Well, the expression is time flies when you're having fun,
right?
Right? So,
I know.
You know
yeah,
it really is.
Time's going to move. Like, that's the one thing. Time will keep moving. It'll keep going. But it's who are you being in the moment? Exactly. Who are you being in that time?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you having fun? Are you enjoying the spaces that you're in? Yes. And if you're not, then maybe it's time to like rejig that a little bit,
right.
open up and see what's out there. Because again, whenever somebody comes in, they're like, I can't find a job, or I don't know where to go next, or I don't know what to create next. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, hold the boat. I was like, there's like infinite ideas here. There's so many things we can be doing. I'm like, let's get you plugged into like what's possible. And also from that space of joy, I think it's really important for people to align with that now, because if time's going to keep going, we want to have fun doing the things that we love to do, or else what's the point?
Exactly.
Yeah. What's the point?
And there's even so many tools, right? We look at our frequency technology now, and you know, this is something we all love, and we're sharing a vision for as well, and sharing this movement of, you know, being able to educate people on frequency technology. And I look at this and it's like, at any given moment, I could pop my little device on. Yep. And I could input into it exactly what information I want sitting in my bioenergetic field all day. Yeah. I could input into this little device to send these vibrate frequencies into my field that say, I am happy, I am fulfilled, I am full of joy, I'm full of bliss. And this is vibrating as affirmations without me even needing to think about it. Like, this is the kind of technology that we have access to, right? We're really beginning a new era of this information fields technology where we're connecting into the fields we're all connected to.
100%.
And we're able to actually deposit thoughts and ideas into the field without us even raising a finger. And that is really cool.
Very exciting. Very
that
exciting.
Is really cool.
It is really exciting. And that's the thing I think people need to start tapping into a little bit more too, because we are bombarded by all sorts of other frequencies all day long.
Yes.
And so when we start to tap into the healthy frequencies, you're neutralizing that other nonsensical stuff that's just old, it's yuck, it's bleh, it needs to go. You're neutralizing it, and then you're coming up. And when you start to come up, this is where the joy is and the bliss and the love and the abundance and the flow and the possibility. Like, we could all be sitting here. Like, we literally, for everybody that's listening, we literally do this every day. We all sit and talk about these things every day. And how we're able to do that is because it's the natural state.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you love what you do, it's easy to have these conversations and to be in a joyful state. We're like, yay, what do we want to create next, right?
And that's why your environment absolutely is so imperative too, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's your, you really get to choose your environment. Mm-hmm. And that's part of this journey. That's actually part of this ascension process is learning when, you know, like, who you want to be, right? It's like, I could do anything, but who am I while I'm doing it? And what frequency and energy do I allow into this space? Not because I want to separate myself, you know, because someone else is different than me. No, not like that. But in that sense of like how I perceive and the lens to which I perceive the world is then all of a sudden exactly what I'm seeing as a reflection of my environment.
Exactly.
And it's so cool.
And exactly like the device, who you are in that moment is the frequency that you're emitting into the field around you as well. Right? So it's amazing when you think of it that way, because you're actually a walking device. At the same time, right? you're actually doing that. You're putting out all that good energy and making the field that much brighter around you.
Correct.
Right?
Then you attract all the people, places, and things and experiences that are in alignment with what you want.
It's so fun. Like even right now, I've got the Mag Healy running. I don't remember which one I have. It's either coherence or it's the electromagnetic stuff, because that's the one thing that I noticed, right? When we came down here, we've got that big 5G tower, and I noticed the difference. So that it's like, I could sit here and literally be like, humming all the other frequencies out of my field while I'm sitting here. Or I could be like, it's nice to have some extra support that we could like totally be present and have this conversation, and it's going to take care of all that other.
See, this is another
frequency.
Supportive way for entrepreneurs
to
just have that little amplifier, and it's doing its favorite job right now.
Right.
So it's in the frequency
it's
of fun.
Joy.
It's like, I love emitting pulsating electromagnetic frequencies.
That's what I was born to do.
I was created with that purpose.
That's right. And that is such a great completion place too, to say like, for all of you listening, we really want you to start to tap into where the joyful pieces in your world. Amplify those. The stuff that's not joyful, you might have to start rejigging a little bit. Start looking at things from a different perspective. Because I really feel like we're in a space. We're not even headed into a space. We're in a space now where everything's being amplified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anything that is not in coherence, everything that's not in alignment, everything that's hidden underneath. It's all being shown right now. All the places where we're not happy, all the things that are like, oh, I wish I was doing that, but I've got this instead. Or I wish I could be doing that, but I'm doing this instead. All that's being amplified right now. So I think if we can add consciousness to it and say, okay, well, let me look at that then. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that you're wrong. Doesn't mean that you landed in a wrong job. It doesn't mean you're in a wrong position or you started a wrong business. It's just, there's a refinement process that's happening right now where we're all looking at it with a fine tooth comb going, where can I bring more joy? Mm-hmm. Where can I have more fun? Where can I have more alignment? And can I continue to do that? Because I know you have, mm-hmm. and you have,
uh-huh.
and we're all doing it all the time.
Yeah.
Jenny, any last words that you want to bring forward for everybody in terms of bringing more joy and frequency and energy, and also where can they find more information about you?
Well, you can find me on my Instagram or on my website. Both are iamjennybittner.com, B-I-T-N-E-R. And, you know, I want to just leave it with, I know for me, I know this is my kind of big, ooh, this is my passion, because I do truly believe the best trained team wins. And I want to leave this for anyone who is an entrepreneur out there or business owner or is managing a team or is in a leadership position, that, you know, you really are the gatekeeper. You are the gatekeeper to being the path to happy Mondays, to being, mm-hmm. you know, being able to create a space for others to thrive as well. So not only do you have your own vision that you're carrying forward to make this world a better place, you also are the gatekeeper for this beautiful team of individuals who have chosen to take your vision and mission and be part of the supporting role. So don't forget that play is pivotal, mm-hmm. and your team is the heartbeat of your company and your vision and mission. And really, we do get to impact people every day from the inside and from the mm-hmm. the outward clients. So, mm-hmm.
and you know what just hit me too? I came back around third time now. Children learn faster and better when they're in play.
Yes.
When it's too strenuous or it's too like over focused, they're like, I'm out. Like they check out. I think we do that as adults too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know
yes,
for myself, yes. I grow the most and when I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is easy. Abundance flows when I'm having fun. And I think as adults, we haven't lost that. I think if we could bring that back in.
That's it.
Yeah, organizations have to learn to thrive. Be happy learners.
That's the sweet spot. So good.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add, Gabriel?
No, I love everything that went on today. I love what's going on. Great vibes. And I do hope that from this conversation that we had here, that you guys really get into the frequency and the goodness of joy. Just joy in your play in your everyday life. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Life is sweet. Life mm-hmm. is sweet. And if you allow yourself to be in the sweetness of life, mm-hmm. you could really excel at it and feel more fulfilled in your everyday activities. Mm-hmm. Right? So lovely. Thank you so much for letting us have that moment.
Thank you so much, Jenny, for being here. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. So grateful to have you all here. And we look forward to connecting again soon. Thank you so much for joining us today on another episode of the Rising Consciousness Show. For more high vibration conversations, meditations, energy activations, and tips and tools on creating your most exceptional life, we lovingly invite you to connect with us at academyoflight.ca. The website is www.academyoflight.ca. It is time to create your heaven on earth experience, and we look forward to sharing this beautiful journey with you.
You're listening to Rising Consciousness, yeah.
Woo!
Woo!